If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
It's High Society Radio. It's 7 p.m. It's Friday. You're listening to us on morelikeradio.com.
I hope so.
Thank you once again to More Like Radio. We still haven't screwed this up yet. I guess hashtag don't fuck this up. Reading off there?
But that's just for you. That was for you.
You're listening to High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
And I'm Chris from Brooklyn.
That's right. We're all here. Three best friends forever.
Yeah. And before we get into things, I wanted to bring something up.
Okay.
Something a little personal up.
Well, at least let me fucking plug the Twitter account, at HS Radio Show. Hold off on your personal business.
No, it's something that's been bugging me.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay. At HS Radio Show.
Okay. Shortly after we recorded our last podcast, I was at a funeral for a loved one.
Okay.
Oh. And I should have been mourning and grieving, because it was somebody very close to me.
Yeah.
But instead, I had the Pokemon theme song running through my head, and I was giggling. Nice. And I blame you, Pepper Hicks.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey, the Pokemon theme song is great.
It picked you up during a bad moment. You're not looking at it that way. That's how you got to see it.
Thank you, Johnny. Out.
Yeah, I mean, my family didn't really think it was too funny when I started giggling, thinking about
what,
Squirtle. Just being like, "What?" Just be like, "No, Johnny, your favorite Pokemon is Squirtle." Went through my head as a priest with a bad accent was talking, and he thought I was laughing at him.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Stop using Pokemon as a fall guy for your problems.
He did Catholic voodoo on me, and I'm assuredly going to hell now.
Oh, you were going to hell before then, because you said some scummy shit that I had to wash off. I'm not even going to say what the fuck you
I'll
said.
I'll say it.
Well, go ahead and say it then.
Okay.
It was terrible.
Johnny called me the worst person of all time because...
Well, you are, but why?
I made an off-color joke when my relative was in a coma.
Okay.
And the joke was this.
Yeah.
My aunt was talking about when we take her off the feeding tube and this and that. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's going to be... You know, we're going to need to have some... we'll have some dinner for the family and this and that. And I said,
yeah.
Well, we got all this vegetable medley.
That's great. It's fast. It's
You're
fast.
Going to fucking hell so quick, my
First
man.
First of all, that's a good line.
It's awesome
It's
line.
Still a good line.
But,
What'd your family think of it?
My aunt laughed.
All right, there you go. So you're good. So he's not the worst person ever, Johnny.
It was for her. I mumbled it. She heard it. Nobody else did. And none of the crying women in the room heard it. So
that's good.
Fantastic. Over the sounds of their own sobbing.
So what was your, who's your family's favorite Pokemon? Did you ask them?
They were
did
like,
anyone say Charizard?
My brother said... Like he said, the one time I tried watching Pokemon in high school, this is my handicapped younger brother.
Yes.
Why are you talking about Pokemon? That shit is gay.
Oh, wow, son.
I didn't know your brother was homophobic.
Well, he kind of always had the thought, like, remember Dirty Work, where he's like, he's definitely got his thumb up that dog's ass, right? He kind of always thought that about Ash and Pikachu.
That makes sense.
All right, listen, why are we starting off the goddamn show talking about Pokemon again? All right, this is getting fucking out of hand.
It carries over.
All right, look. High Society Radio.
Yeah.
At HS Radio Show on Twitter. On More Like the More Like Radio Podcast Network, morelikeradio.com. So here in New York, last weekend, there was the Electric Zoo Festival. That's one of the big EDM festivals that, you know, travel around the country. There's one in Vegas. They're all over the place, Miami. It's a giant EDM festival. Lasts about, I think, 3 days, three, 4 days, like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. On Friday and Saturday, there were, let's see, two deaths, a number of hospitalizations. Some people say it was like four. I read like a dozen or two. And then there was a girl found without any pants on, raped underneath the truck in the parking lot.
That's terrible.
Was she sleeping?
She was passed out.
Oh, okay. She slept it off then. Good for her.
Was she passed out or knocked out?
She was, I don't know. Damn. I know she was unconscious and raped.
That's terrible.
So
how do you know it wasn't consensual sex and then she fell asleep?
I don't know. You know what? How about you fucking perform an investigation in it for me then, huh? I'm just reporting the fucking news.
Sorry.
Look. And due to all those things, the third day of the Electric Zoo Festival was canceled. That would have been their, you know, big night, I guess. I don't know, Tiesto or somebody. I have no clue who would be performing.
Boo.
Boo. Steve Aoki, possibly.
Oh. Dead Mouse?
I don't think Dead Mouse was there.
Nah, they ain't got that kind of budget.
No, they do, but I don't think Dead Mouse was there. So, they're blaming the drug Molly. MDMA. Because the one girl that passed away... When she got, when paramedics got a hold of her, she said, I'm on six hits of Molly.
Well, yeah, that's how you want to get down. You want to fucking, don't get high enough, fast enough, speed it up, right? Take a little bit more.
I mean, I think maybe they should be more likely to blame the $8 bottles of water.
Yeah, that was another thing. Yeah, most of everything, you know, the problems came from dehydration and it being so goddamn hot out.
Of course.
And really, and if you're eating a bunch of ecstasy, or Molly, as it were, going to get dehydrated. Yeah, and it's going to happen real fast.
It was a horribly humid weekend in New York.
Yeah.
And where was it, Randall's Island?
Yeah, Randall's Island. Dust Bowl.
Gets muggy up in there.
Yeah, it's nasty. Yeah, and it's just, you know, tens of thousands of people jammed in.
Yeah, fucking grinding on each other.
Waiting for the drop.
Sometimes not consensually, apparently.
Yeah, Johnny. I'm glad you're making jokes about that.
Yeah, I feel bad.
I don't think you do. So yeah, I guess had to see this one coming, right? I mean, and now you know, after this happened, that a big festival in New York got shut down. They're saying, "Oh my God, the dangers of Molly,
yeah,
the dangers of MDMA," which really has been seen. I personally feel has been seen as like more of just a fun, non-dangerous drug.
Well, I mean, it's the same. It's the same exact dialogue as the dangers of ecstasy in the 90s. It's the same. Uh-huh. It's the same thing. When really the biggest danger is dehydration on any drug. Yeah. On any drug.
Yeah.
Alcohol included.
Stay hydrated. That's what I always say to people.
Yeah. Put a splash of water in your whiskey.
Hydrated.
Shit's getting corny too, because fucking Times did an article on it, like the four dangers of Molly and shit. That's how you know your shit's getting played out.
The Times
on fucking mainstream.
The Times online edition said some ridiculous, crazy shit.
Yeah, that was
there was something that gained a lot of traction.
It's like one out of three people who take Molly are dead.
Also they'll just go off like. The hookup culture of young college co-heads.
One out of three girls named Molly have had a threesome.
Yeah. In today's generation, young girls are having sex or hooking up.
Good God.
It's like, no shit, New York Times. Come on.
Apparently, Molly causes double anal.
Yeah.
No.
If you were to believe the porn world.
Fantastic. Bad decisions.
Fantastic.
Reckless behavior. Yeah, so, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a crackdown on Molly usage. I'm sure we'll see. Here's a question. Do you think there's going to be a PSA on Molly or MDMA use?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
They're going to get Bieber. Who else? Selena Gomez, maybe. Whoever's hot right now.
Well, anyone who's hot right now has sung about Molly or eating Molly or taking Molly.
They're going to get Rick Ross to do it.
Oh, my God. This...
Eating a fucking Cronut. Don't do it, son. Don't you do it.
They might as well have Kimbo Slice fucking do a goddamn.
Oh, right.
They look alike. But Kimbo's in better shape.
Yeah, Kimbo knock a motherfucker out.
I love Kimbo Slice.
God bless you, man.
Kimbo Slice the rapper from Kalamazoo, Michigan?
No. Slice the MMA fighter.
Oh.
The street legend, son.
He is a YouTube legend, too. He's one of the first YouTube stars.
He's like real-life Bullrog and shit. I never seen him kick a motherfucker. So.
Wait, you mean Mike Tyson?
No, man.
Who's the real-life Bullrog? Actually?
Yeah, the Japanese are so innovative and brilliant. Yeah. They take Street Fighter and say, hey, who will be the fucking boss? A black boxer.
And he was supposed to be named M. Bison, right?
Yeah, M. Bison. I wonder who that could possibly be. Oh, wait, no, we'll just put Raul Julia. Fucking.
Julia.
Raz Gul. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, Raul Julia, son.
Yeah, there you go.
Have an actor, yo. R.I.P.
Okay, yeah. Wait a second. Here's the thing that we just missed. How is this whole crackdown on Molly going to affect our Burning Man trip next year?
That is a good fucking point. Because last week's episode, we were talking about, hey, we got to go to Burning Man. Because Burning Man was actually starting on that Friday.
I mean, we were doing a little drinking on Saturday with some further planning, if you recall.
No, yeah. Well, that's not to be discussed yet.
Okay. Big news.
But, yeah, Burning Man ended this year. And like I do every year, I just read about it and say, shit, I really wish it would have went. Gonna do it next year.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
I said there were a lot more cops this year. Everyone was saying there's just a ridiculous police presence and that they oversold the event. So there were just people waiting outside for hours and hours and hours.
Had a fucking 4-star general there.
Yeah, and that's another thing. Yeah, that was a report that General Wesley Clark was... fucking partying at Burning Man.
That must have been trippy as balls. He probably has a fucking admiral uniform on, whatever kind of general he is.
I don't know how he would be dressed. Fucking I know people dress weird in Burning Man.
Yeah, there's no pictures of him at Burning Man. They're just showing. No. This article is just showing pictures of him and then pictures of Burning Man.
Just imagine him at this giant burning fucking cross.
You think he just.
I mean, not cross. Man. Oh, Burning Man. That's.
Woo! That was a bad slip
that
there, boss.
That was a. Woo. Nah, but he probably just went there to fuck with people. He just showed up. He's like, yo, is that Wesley Clark? Nah, son, you tripping balls, bitch.
I mean, where does he live?
I have no idea.
On a base? But in yeah, general.
He's got a young Asian wife. Come on.
Ooh. Say he was hanging out with the guy who created or the guy who runs Burning Man every year.
You think they would do a military test down there, son?
Yeah, probably, Johnny. Yeah, they're probably releasing gas into the dust clouds.
Yeah, you see Stacey Keibler down there. Motherfuckers was tripping.
Oh, yeah, Stacey Keibler was there, too.
All kinds of people were
I guess that's why her and George Clooney broke up. You didn't want to go.
Probably didn't want that MDNA, so whatever they do.
Well, maybe after they broke up, she went to Burning Man. She's like, yeah, I'll show you. I'm going to get some smelly desert cock.
Oh.
Yeah, the dirtiest of dicks is going to be at Burning Man.
Yeah, it's just all covered in sweat, and they pull it out. The dust storm blows through. It's like a fucking chicken cutlet dick.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Ooh, wow, that's gnarly, son.
It's pretty nasty.
just sandpaper a vag with that. Give it a good shellacking.
That was good. Nice.
I do like hearing about celebrities going to Burning Man, though.
That dumbs it down for me.
Does it?
You don't want to fucking go somewhere and they're like, you know, fucking white-collared guys and shit hanging out. It's not the same.
Well, that's all it's becoming. It's like just rich tech dudes from San Francisco and Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Just, you know, drop serious cash, go out there and just fucking roll face.
Fucking pretend they're high and shit. I bet you they give them like Kool-Aid tabs or some shit.
I don't know.
You fucked up, like, woo!
Just how long nothing. Before you think you got your ass kicked trying to push off fake drugs at Burning Man?
Well, I don't know.
It depends who you fucking sell it to, son. Even fucking, like, Wesley Clark, I don't know. Well, maybe Wesley would know. He was probably a nom, so he probably had some good shit. But anybody, I don't think Stacey Keibler would fucking know the difference.
I think everyone's pretty much pissed drunk anyway.
Yeah.
It's true. I mean, this thing looks like, this one picture looks like Book of Eli. It's all
hell yeah, son. That should be
gritty.
Nice. Oh, yeah, hell yeah. It's the middle of nowhere desert, dude. It's just not constant dust storms.
Fucking Black Rock, I think, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Black Mesa. Maybe that's from Half-Life. I'm not sure. Yeah, I think that's Half-Life. Black Mesa Research. So. So, I don't know, man. Once we get out there next year, it's going to be the fucking best week ever.
I don't think so, son. We're going to be like those kids that went to fucking Woodstock, like 96 when they brought it back. I don't want to go now.
Why don't you want to go now? It's not like it's being brought back. It just happens every year.
Yeah, but look at the people going. That's not all kind of people, son.
See, that's the thing about Burning Man. It takes all kinds of people, Johnny.
Oh, God. Yeah,
Look at this incredibly diverse crowd of all white privileged
that's
kids.
That's what I'm saying. And they got plastic. I'm pretty sure they don't carry cash.
This guy's got a top hat on. This guy's got goggles on. That's what makes him diverse.
Oh, he's got on fucking voodoo gear. Yeah. Nice. Hey, there you go.
No one carries cash. It's a barter society for me.
Look, Skinner from the WWF is in the corner of this photo.
Oh, sick.
Yes. All right.
Or is that a guy from Duck Dynasty?
Probably. It could be him. He was chilling with Stacey Keibler. They were in the VIP tent.
Oh, yes. I've never seen that show yet. I heard it's good, though.
Duck Dynasty? Over the last few weeks, like, it's constantly in the news. Like, some guy from Duck Dynasty. I guess after the latest season premiered, They got like the highest rated cable
show ever.
Are they
fucking hunters or some shit? Or I gotta check it out.
They're dudes who fucking made duck calls.
Yeah, and they made the best duck calls, so they made millions of dollars.
There's money in that shit like that? Damn.
I mean, I guess they made the best duck call. It's called the Duck Commander.
The thing is, they wear out. Duck calls wear out. So you gotta get a new one. It's like a reed in like a wind wind instrument.
And they just make ridiculous amounts of money. And I guess Chris, have you seen it? I don't know anyone who's watched it.
Me either.
I may have seen 5 minutes of it on like Talk Soup.
It's good?
No. It's just fucking hillbillies. They tried to make it the real life Beverly Hillbillies. But it's just another fake reality show. People must love it because it's doing great.
Yeah, it was like the highest rated
it's like Honey Boo Boo. I never watched a second of Honey Boo Boo.
I thought it
was
the same show for a little bit. I was like, it's like her uncle's or some shit, but apparently not.
You know, all these guys do is make money. Fucking sell them. They're like all best, like a couple of them are like best New York Times bestsellers. Like,
fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, I can't even.
People just fucking buy, watch whatever these guys do, buy whatever they sell. I don't know. They're also like really, they're like real serious Jesus freaks, I think, too.
Oh.
Or at least like the fucking grandfather is. You like that, Johnny? Why are you laughing so much?
That's terrible. Way to live your life.
I don't know. They want to.
Fucking spirit in the sky, son. There you go. Enjoy.
Come on. Come on. Come on, Johnny. I don't get it. Electric Zoo Festival. Everyone's dying on Molly.
They canceling that shit next year, probably.
Johnny doesn't want to come to Burning Man with us.
Sold out, son. I'm not selling out like y'all.
No.
Are you taking a serious fucking car to go down there? Some shit?
I wish. Then we just got to steal one.
Maybe. You got the company ID and shit. It would be good. Cops
put I need this car. Work. My name is Chris Stanley. I'm with SiriusXM. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Just keep going. Be like, my man Wesley.
Just show your badge, commandeer a car.
Yeah, yeah.
Just pull a DMX.
Yeah. You guys ain't cracking this car because I'm going to smoke it. Bye. Shit, I am high.
You's a big dude, son. You could jack a car. You don't even got to say nothing. Just walk up. Smell bad and walk up to somebody. I'll give you the car easy.
Thanks,
maybe
John.
Kiss a lady on the neck.
That's good. Yeah, I'll start making out with the person I'm carjacking.
Yeah, fuck it. It's not really rape unless you insert, son. You know the rules.
I don't want to rape anyone.
That's
what
I'm saying. I said kiss.
I don't want to kiss some random woman whose car I'm trying to carjack to go to Burning Man, all right?
It's about the memories, man.
That sounds crazy, what you just said. Memories of committing a crime?
Yeah. For her, you know, she'll never trust another big person in her life again.
That's very nice of you, Johnny. Jesus H. Christ.
You going to go, son?
It's Burning Man?
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
Damn.
You'll make your way out there. I believe in you.
I mean, the food truck idea is a great idea, I think.
Well, you know what? It actually does make a lot more sense now, considering the fucking clientele they're going to be down there. We might have to bring business cards.
Yeah, we'll get some GoPro cameras. Put it all in.
Oh, man, yeah, GoPro cameras.
We
got to
do that shit.
We'll go super viral.
Fuck it, I'm back in.
No, see, you fucking said you were out, so now you're not. You can't come.
I heard you already pre-ordered a PS4.
You can't go
to Burning Man.
I didn't.
Why are you still buying next generation consoles?
I want that shit, son. Like, they said you could play a Sony 4200K TV or some crazy shit like that.
Who gives a shit about a fucking 4K television?
I do, son. I want one because it's fucking brand new. I'd be the first dude on my block to have one. You know what that is, son? That's pretty badass.
It's something, all right.
Were you the first dude on your block to go to college?
Huh?
Were you the first dude on your block to go to college?
To graduate college, yes. Oh, to go, there's been a couple. A semester, two. You know, Hostess Community College. Good for you, man. Nice effort.
Hostess Community College? That's a thing?
That's a H-O-S-T-O-S. Did you
got to make Twinkies?
No, not that kind of hostess.
It's a pastry school?
They got some diabetics in that fucking school. So
no.
God damn.
Don't say that.
Yeah, some terrible shape. Shout out to them, though. Good people, I guess.
Hostess Community. Yeah. Shout out to the Twinkie College.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny, what were you talking to me about beer snobs? That you're pissed off at people drinking microbrews?
It's just a snobby thing people do now. They're doing shit just to do it. Like, you got your wine snobs, you go to a restaurant. What do they call them motherfuckers?
Sommelier.
There you go.
So, there are guys who run beer programs now, extensive beer programs.
But that's fucking snob-ass shit. Just get a fucking beer. You either like it or you don't, get another one. You gotta be professional about it.
I like having a choice.
You have a choice.
I'd much rather go to a beer, have a meal with a beer tasting than, like, a wine tasting. A, it's gonna be cheaper. B,
it'll be cheaper.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wine pairing for a tasting menu is like $100.
Yeah.
Holy fuck! I did not know that.
And if you're at a place with $100 wine tasting, that means it's at least a $200 per head fucking
dinner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fancy guys.
Yeah, it's me. I'm fancy.
You some burning dude.
You can just write it all off, Johnny. You just write it off.
Yeah, I write it off. It looks like I'm taking out another client.
Yeah, but I look, in the article too, they got some dude with a fucking tight-ass polo shirt. He looks like a bitch, man. I wouldn't even fucking take a beer recommendation off the dude.
Actually,
it's like he takes it too seriously.
In my neighborhood in Astoria, there's nothing but microbreweries opening up.
Oh, yeah. It's downtown, like, Brooklyn, too.
There's
one that's like an actual brewery. They got like warehouse space, and they're making large batches of beer, and they're making it themselves, and they're selling it to places locally in Queens and Manhattan and Brooklyn.
Okay, but like if you go to these breweries, you don't need to get like a fucking certification or any kind of degree to fucking drink from there, right?
What?
No. That's what they fucking telling you.
Oh,
to do.
I mean, they're just if you have a sommelier certificate, you will find a job in New York City running a wine cellar, and you'll make money.
Mm.
Yeah, so if they're trying to do the same thing with beer, if you know a lot about beer and somebody wants to institute a good beer program in their restaurant, which people want now, you're going to make money.
You think it's going to blow up?
It already has.
I think so. God,
you're already fucking behind, Johnny.
Ah, fuck it then.
But yeah, so there's those breweries, and there's even like smaller operations where guys just, it's in their house.
I have a Mr. Beer. Is that the same thing? Somebody gave me that because they didn't want it.
Totally different.
Nice.
Totally different, Chris.
I put strawberries in it.
Ooh.
How'd it taste?
Like strawberries and bubbles, and it didn't get me drunk.
Wow. Jesus Christ. That's sad. That's a sad story I've heard in a long time.
It's pretty good.
I just talked about how my grandmother died.
Oh,
you said
dude, you ain't said who it was.
You're such an asshole.
Oh, man, now I feel better. That's terrible.
You know, why does every week have to fucking happen where I just feel like shit about myself? Well, I'm just saying, a guy fucking brews
with strawberries. Oh my God, you drank beer and it didn't work? Yeah. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It's kind of fucking sad.
I did wait for it for a really long time. I was very excited. And then I drank a lot of it.
You're hoping it was going to ferment and shit?
Yeah, I was really bloated from drinking all that beer and I didn't get drunk.
Yeah, that's a shame, dude. I'm sorry.
It's pretty rough.
It's pretty bad.
Compared to other things, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
You could have worse things in your life.
I mean, just to drink all that liquid and get nothing out of it besides having to piss.
There you go. Widmer Brothers, they're owned by Anheuser-Busch, and they said that they're paying for exams and study programs for some of the guys that work for the... I mean...
Well, if you're going to work in a brewery, you should be
Widmer
fucking
Brothers,
certified.
The Hefeweiss company?
Yeah.
They have the big fancy glasses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they got bought out by Anheuser-Busch like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's on the box when you go to the website and shit. It should be like a fucking sub of them.
I'll look it up right now.
I mean, honestly,
the only thing I really hate about the beer stuff is I do not like IPAs.
I don't mind them shit. I actually got into them.
They are shoved down my throat by beer snobs constantly.
I wouldn't say I'm a beer snob. I'm getting into them, though. They're pretty good.
Look, my favorite beer in fucking college is Milwaukee's Best Ice.
Nice.
I have no problem with
classy
IPAs.
Classy dude.
You don't like the hoppiness?
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what I do hate is... all this, the terrible wordplay on like the with the word hops in beer in these fucking small
like,
batch beer things.
Like hops skipping a jump or something?
Yeah.
That's a fucking selling point for them. That's how they do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I think that all started with Hebrew, the chosen beer.
Yeah, Genesis,
made by Jewish guys.
Yeah, look.
See, that's funny.
Hopzilla, Hopsecutioner, Hopageddon. Hop Slam, Optimus Prime.
Those aren't even puns. Optimus Prime is a pun. I'll give them
Smooth
that.
Hopperator.
All right.
Oh, right.
Hopium.
Mm.
Red Hoptober.
Isn't it Hopium?
Hoppy Ending? Probably. Hoppy Birthday. Hoptimum.
Oh.
Hopocalypse. Hop Around the Clock.
Those are good.
Hoptopus. Hophenge. Drake's Apocalypse Double IPA. Chris's favorite. Hop Damn. Hop into Heaven. Hopsicle. Hop Juice. Hop Stupid, Notorious Hop, H-O-P.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Pursuit of Hoppiness, Tricera Hops, Knee Deep Hoptologist.
It's getting too fancy, so.
Pure Hoppiness.
Knee Deep Hoptologist? What does that even mean?
I don't even
Proctologist?
Know. Proctologist? Yeah, there you go.
What the? Put that together.
Operation Ivy.
Oh.
Hoptical Illusion.
Oh.
Sound Brewing's Homulus Nimbus. That's pretty good.
I know what that is. I don't know what that
Lagunitas is. Lagunitas Accidental Masterpiece. Hop Tarted. modus operandi.
Hey, that's offensive.
Hop sack. Hopulence.
You see what I'm saying? No, that's like a fucking prime example of motherfuckers making shit.
It's just the fucking same joke over and over again.
They're not even good. Yeah. Most of those weren't good.
Not at all. Not a good one. That Hebrew hops one was all right. I like that one.
But that didn't have the word hops in it.
It worked. Whatever, son.
It's just a stupid pun now.
I kind of like the puns now.
So
now
y'all
want
to do
now
that?
Now that I've read off 100 of them.
Y'all want to take
Yeah, really? Because it made me feel stupid.
Well, I know. Hop notch. Hoppy camper.
All right.
Hop pursuit.
All right.
Hop juice.
All right.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Happy hops.
Oh. You're like the fucking small child next to me on an airplane and shit. Don't shut
Alpine
up.
Hoppy birthday.
So, I hope somebody hops your head off.
That's good.
Death by hops.
I'll take that one.
Hop rod. Hopolotomus.
Oh, my God.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? This shit getting way
Hop-wald.
Too fancy. You should just get like a
Count Hopula.
Of beer. All right, then.
I get it. Fucking you got a lot of hops in your beer. Christ almighty.
Hops is related to weed. Did you know that?
I did not.
Oh, you never heard a fucking asshole beer snob try to fucking tell you about that?
No, I don't hang with beer snobs.
Yeah.
Fancy fucking beer I drink is Shock Top Pumpkin Ale. That's my shit. That's as fucking fancy as I
get. Did you just say pumpkin to me?
I like pumpkin ale. Pumpkin ale's all right, pumpkin.
Oh, yeah, I've read that Blue Moon, right?
Yeah.
They're owned by Coors, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're in Colorado in the fucking Rocky Stadium and shit.
Yeah, son, I didn't know. I was like, I'm going to support a small brewery.
You are not.
Oh, though. Wait, I'm supporting the evil sons of bitches that is Coors.
Woo!
Guess I'm just going to drink Colt 45 again tonight.
Yeah. Aren't they owned by?
Yeah. They're owned by one of the big breweries
I feel like
now.
An idiot.
No, I think they're owned by...
Oh, wait, hold on. I'll get this 40 of Hop 45.
They're owned, I think Colt is owned by Pabst.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
And Pabst is owned...
That's the little guy. Come on.
No, ain't Pabst owned by Heineken? Somebody bought Pabst.
Oh, yeah, maybe Heineken.
See, they all own each other, son. It's a fucking dog-eat-dog world out there.
What about Hop
Are you
English?
Talking about Dogfish Head Ale?
Yeah, who owns that one?
No, they're independent. I saw it in Beer Wars.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, I watched Beer Wars on Netflix.
They won't fuck.
That is where I watched it as well.
Oh, I like...
Unnecessary information.
I like beer. I like beer. I'm going to watch this. It says beer in the title.
That's why I watched it. It says beer and war in the title.
This is great.
So you think
I watched it in my man cave.
You need a Blu-ray player in your shit, son. I'll sell you one if you want it. $40.
What the fuck do I need a Blu-ray player?
You can't
I have
a fucking man cave
TV.
If you don't have a Blu-ray player. So.
I need a kicking sound.
You need your HD 4K fucking Jackbox
do
TV.
Do it, son. Do it.
I got a kegerator.
That's right.
Yeah,
I do have a kegerator.
Loaded with a keg of Hoppenstein.
Oh, God. That's a great small batch.
Yeah, because you put mad hops in your stein.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just can't get enough of the hoppiness of that.
Yeah, I want to get fancy. We can do the Bronx fucking beer tour and shit they have.
They have a Bronx beer tour?
Yeah.
It's
mostly Martha Avenue, though. I didn't even know they had that many breweries in the Bronx, but fuck it. We can do that.
There's just breweries popping up everywhere. Everyone just wants to make their own beer.
I got one in Harlem. What the fuck?
And the other thing is, every, I'd say, new gastropub, I guess you can call them, or even any just small eatery, wants to have, local beer just made, fucking 4 blocks away.
Doesn't matter if it tastes like shit.
Yeah, it's all feeding into itself with just a gimmick of it's local.
I knew the microbrews were big like in 2005 to 2007 and shit.
Where'd you come up with those numbers?
They were. Well, fucking when we had the old studio, they had that Harvest restaurant.
Well, no, actually, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
As also instituted in Beer Wars, they show that there was a rise around that time in the small breweries. But then basically what happened was all the big breweries just made beers that sounded like all the local breweries that wouldn't sell out.
I know shit about beer, son. I might not be smart, but I know my beer.
Don't you say that about yourself. Sam Adams independent? Yeah, right?
Yeah. Sam Adams is their own. Yeah, they never sold.
Remember when Budweiser made American Lager or whatever?
Yeah, to compete with Sam Adams.
So it was a terrible, terrible beer.
Wait, who fucking runs Yingling then?
Yingling is its own brewery too. They are
only I thought
only
they were fucking
Amazon. I thought they were bought out.
Nah, they were only sold in the Northeast, I think.
Oh, fuck. Yingling is my shit anyway, son.
Well, a lot of people listening to this have never heard of Yingling.
It's pretty much mainline on the East Coast, man. Philly, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's the Northeast.
Yeah, it's
a good, cheap Northeast beer. I enjoy it.
I like
IPA. My grandfather got me drinking that shit.
I prefer a Hippocratic Oath.
Shut up, yo. Shut the fuck up.
Is that real?
Yeah.
It is.
I like.
He's got a whole page.
I also
open right
like.
Now.
I don't. I these. I've drank all these. Just coming off the top of my head.
Oh, Yuengling is tied. I think they're partnered with. I think Samuel Adams is a minority stakeholder.
Oh, all right, fuck it. It's still
a Hoppy Hoppy Joy Joy. That's a great. That's
a great
drink. Or Hypocrisy.
You know what's fucked up too?
Popular
they might,
demand.
They might be good beers. You just wouldn't buy them off of the name and shit.
Yeah. They should have an N1 mixtape called Got Hops, sponsored by one of these beers.
Oh, shit. Oh, we got to produce
damn,
that.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
Call your peoples.
Man, we get
remember when N1 mixtapes were cool? It was back when craft beers were still cool.
They had those white kids. They had white kids fucking crossing over black kids. They were like, whoa. It was on ESPN for a little while.
Yeah.
They thought they were going to be rich and famous. Motherfuckers still live at home. It's tough, son.
Well, they all went into the Slam Ball League, and that folded instantly.
Oh, yeah. Sad.
Man, when that folded, man, I just fucking drank like a 12-pack of They Call Me Big Hoppa. And I was like, this.
Wait a second, there's two Biggie hop beers?
Yeah, and then I drank a 6-pack of Hop Goes the Weasel. And I was like, oh. I'm just filled with so many. Actually, I'm not even going to drink the beer anymore. Just give me a barrel of hops.
Just eat them like Brussels sprouts.
Exactly, yeah. Like, these hops are great. Oh, they're so hoppy. Get that beer out of the way. But yeah, you're 100% right. The craft brewery, well, you know, I think in its ideals are good, where you know people just want to make nice local shit for you know for other people. It's a small business, but it just you know like most everything else, when something becomes successful, it just gets fucking co-opted by you know giant corporations.
Well, I was watching a thing with Wiley Dufresne. Right, he's a chef, and he's like he can't stand farm to table cooking, right? Because it's just a trend.
What the fuck is that?
It's basically when you know where the pig came from that you're eating.
And it's like ridiculously fresh.
Yeah, supposedly it's super fresh. He's like, yeah, but doesn't that take, like, putting the focus on the ingredient takes away the pressure on the chef to make a good product? It's the same thing with like when you say your beer is local, people will buy it because
support the local beer.
Yeah, support the local beer. Yeah, I mean, I was drinking Yuengling for years before I realized it was a local beer. Relatively.
Yeah, you got him into it. It's fucking great shit.
Yeah.
I love it.
I only drink beer from a 4-block radius of wherever I'm standing at that moment.
As local as possible. Just like not even neighborhood beer, just quadrant beer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's my new thing. I'm going to start a blog about it.
That's great.
I'll call
it. No, it should be a vlog. It really should be more of a vlog.
I'll find it. I'll just be vining up.
It'll just be, I'm drinking this beer! Because that's all the time you have to make a Vine video.
Oh, yeah. Your 6 seconds is up.
I'm just enjoying some sheer hopulence. Bye.
So fucked.
I don't know, man.
Well, according to Johnny, the smoking chimp in Russia named John is no longer be able to enjoy his
smoking
hopulence.
Smoking and beer drinking, hopulent monkey, yeah. John, was taken down by fucking Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin
dogs.
Put him in rehab.
Put him in rehab, son. You remember back in the day, the Russians were doing crazy shit with monkeys, sending them into space for entertainment and all that? Well, you know, he was one of the last surviving. You know, he worked at a casino and shit. You go by.
Wait, I kind of
love that a space monkey got bought by a casino in Russia.
Wait, hold on. This monkey was a space monkey.
That's what they said in the article. That's what I'm going with.
And the space monkey worked at a casino.
John was left on the career scrap heap. When the practice of employing chimps in such roles was outlawed across the country.
Monkeys shouldn't be on a career scrap heap. They don't have careers. They're monkeys.
This monkey has a career. He's a chimp. They're mad close to human. Stop being racist.
Oh, yeah, son. If he can hold the cup to drink beer and said cigarette, it's pretty fucking cool,
exactly.
Son.
Look, he's hanging out with this old dude. They're chilling.
That dude's a fucking famous actor in Russia, according to that caption.
I don't know. He's
banging
got
prostitutes left and right, son.
Look at this hoe.
The only Russian I know is that Russian spy chick that was on the cover of the Post a couple years ago.
Damn.
And Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin got up in that, yeah.
Well, I know John the Monkey, and John the Monkey's pretty badass.
So they're making him stop smoking and drinking?
Well, no.
It's kind of dick. He's going to go through some serious fucking nicotine withdrawals.
The casino fucking, they were like, oh, we're going to be cool and send you to like a animal preserve or some shit. Now people are throwing him beers and cigarettes, and that's how he's making his living.
That'd be me.
Oh, they put him in the zoo, and people just throw cigarettes to him.
They're chucking shit at him, and he has to take it. He's a fucking star.
Well, people are throwing him cigarettes and beer so he can get drunk, and he loves it so much he can't put it down.
Russia is probably the craziest place right now, maybe. The craziest place in the world.
I don't know. See, South Korea's
developed.
It's 1950s
South
kind
Korea?
Of America, so.
Is South Korea crazy? I don't know. I just know they have a video game channel.
Girls
they make Samsung.
Are cutting their lips into Joker smiles in South Korea.
Oh, hey,
show this
I gotta
to me.
See
I
that.
Haven't, I haven't heard
I've
about
never
this
seen
dog.
It. But seriously, if the owner of the Brooklyn Nets can go poker off, if you can go get John a monkey, give him a job at the Barclay Center, I'd be mad grateful. I'd go to every fucking game just to hang out with that monkey.
When I was in fucking Budapest, I met these crazy Australians that were traveling like for like 10 weeks or something all around the world. And,
yeah.
And they've been all through Asia and I think India and Russia, and they were ended up like whatever in Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we were like, what's the craziest place you
See, look at this
went
chick.
To? Moscow. They were like, Russia is totally
no
off the rails and say everyone's drunk.
Nice.
What?
Oh, that's not that bad, though. It's like a little fishhook curl.
It's fuck. It's freak show
creepy,
time,
bro.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Some of them are that bad.
I'm thinking
this girl
it's a life scar.
Worst.
Nah, that's not that bad. It's a baby hook. It's cute. Looks good on her.
It's freak show time.
Yeah. No.
This is in South Korea?
This is in South Korea.
See, that Samsung money's going to their heads.
Have you ever seen the... South Korea's pretty crazy. Have you ever seen that video of the riot police training exercises in South Korea?
No.
All right, let me see if I can find it. That is one of the craziest, most robotic things you'll ever see.
It's a robot?
No. It's people, but they're acting like robots.
Mm. I think Ryan control in this country is kind of soft.
Was Old Boy from South Korea? Can't remember.
Yeah. That movie came out. That's a Korean
good
movie.
Good shit, son.
Oh, hell yeah. And then, you know they're making Spike Lee.
Yeah, don't want to hear it.
You're not going to watch it?
No.
I'll go watch it.
Oh, don't look
I don't know if this is the video I'm exactly talking about, but here, let's check this out. We'll check out a minute or two of it.
Bet we will.
Police train.
It's a little long. I don't want to watch the whole thing. It's
number four.
Yeah, there's lots of these. I spent, you know, very...
You got some free time on your hands, buddy.
Yeah, you into some hardcore shit, son. I don't know what you're doing on your free
time. I watch some weird stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Really good stuff.
All right, it's like a fucking military.
Nah, this isn't what I was talking
academy
about.
Academy type
just,
shit.
So what were they doing?
They were just like in formation, like it looked like the aliens in Gallagher. You know what I mean? Just that's how they're just marching in complete unison. I posted it like 2 years ago on like Twitter.
I'm not even mad at them for that. You live next to North Korea. You got to be ready on your shit, though. You know.
There we go.
There's
like there's a fake crowd, and this is a training exercise.
Whoa,
all right, now look how
they're moving. Wait a minute. Is that the cops running at them?
Yeah, but look at them. Look at them. This is a fake crowd. This is a training exercise.
Yeah,
they're all just
badass.
Standing together like
human
a human
shield.
Like a human wall, and then there's another human wall behind them if anybody breaches. And look, then they come forward, and they push the flank up. It's like a video game.
Yo, that's fucking badass, though. Hmm. All you really need is some gasoline balloons, though. And
look,
you
and see, look,
up,
the crowd of protesters swings over, the next crowd of police comes down.
That's not a good strategy, though.
The shit gets even crazier when they start throwing Molotov cocktails.
Yeah.
I prefer just going serious style and just sound gas.
Yeah, there you go.
It's more effective.
It's what's in right now, apparently, so.
It's never been out of style, John.
Now, look, here's the protesters are kicking, and you see the police are just standing there. It's so robotic.
Yeah, it's just like you kick. They timed it out.
Does South Korea have protests like that, though? Or are they just performing?
No,
yeah, there's a bunch.
Wow.
Over what? It seems pretty nice there.
People protest the, you know, they have that one exam that determines whether or not you go to college or not.
I thought that was Japan.
I had no idea that existed.
Damn, yeah. You're fucking
hardcore. What is that?
It's like the SATs, but it's the only test they take.
It's what? They do it like in, not kindergarten, but like high school or some shit.
Yeah,
right?
It's high school.
Oh.
Sounds pretty easy to me. Just to worry about one test.
Oh, dudes are freaking out. Damn, it's South Korea. You got to be really good at math.
That comes off as racist.
Well, that's the hardest part of the test. It's a fact.
Hey, that's your culture right now, apparently. I'm not up on it.
It's advanced calculus is on that test.
Right,
I mean,
relax.
Come on.
I trust you, dude.
Jesus, guys.
You think fucking...
You're just looking for racism
I'm
everywhere.
Not
that's what
at
you're doing,
all.
Donnie.
You think Rodman's gonna visit him before he leaves?
He did.
Fucking North.
Well, oh yeah.
He went back.
Yeah, he's chilling.
I don't know what the fuck is out there that's so fucking badass that you want to go again, but hey, good luck with that. That's not.
Well,
whoa, is that somebody swinging a fucking sword?
Boom! Look.
Oh.
Swarming.
God.
Oh, look, there's another.
Damn.
There's fights going on over here. It's crazy.
How do people find this video, Chris?
It's called. South Korean riot police training. The uploader is UK cop humor.
That's that's some badass
humor with
shit.
A U because it's UK.
I like how they do it though. Like the dudes that were getting their ass kicked in the front line move back, the back line moves up, and they alternate. That's pretty badass.
Yeah. It's
you listen to iSociety Radio. Our Twitter feed is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/HiSocietyRadio. If you want to find us on iTunes, just search New Trash City.
Which is also our website.
Which is also our website, newtrashcity.com. And, of course...
leave comments.
We are newly added to the More Like Radio podcasting network. That's morelikeradio.com.
And .org. They have a .org as well.
Oh, all right. Excuse me. Excuse me. I heard that Mel Gibson's making a comeback. Is that for real?
Oh, yeah. He's got two movies. Well, he got one movie.
Well, he's been making movies.
No, nah, but he's like main screen shit now. He's going to be in Machete Kills. He's going to play an arms dealer. And in Expendables 3, he's going to do something different and play an arms dealer. It's like, fuck, dude. Come on.
So he's getting typecast as an arms dealer?
Yeah.
That's kind of rough.
Yeah, you know, it's Mel Gibson.
I'm sure he's getting... isn't he just getting Bruce Willis's $3 million for 4 days' work?
Yeah, fuck that motherfucker.
It's rough life.
What a piece of shit. Oh, I'm going to work for 4 days. Yo, I want four instead of three. Really, son? The last shit he put out when I go was a Die Hard.
I mean, without him, that movie's going to do shit, all right?
No, I doubt it.
Red 2 was his last movie.
I didn't even see that. How'd that one do?
Or did G.I. Joe come out yet?
Yeah, it did. There you go. Exactly. Oh, shit. Expendables is like the only shit he does. Is it? Don't matter. I don't think Red is for the kids, but I actually never seen it. It might be good, but I know fucking.
I saw the first one. It was terrible.
That Die Hard shit was terrible.
The latest one?
Oh, it was.
Yeah, I didn't bother watching it.
I didn't even know that actually came out. I kind of thought they just took like they
would have been better off just mashing up like all the fucking first three or four that they had and just made a compilation movie out of it.
I'm sure somebody's done that on YouTube.
Yeah, it would have been better than that shit they put out. Probably. So fuck Bruce Willis. Expendables 3 coming out next year. Awesome cast. We got Jackie Chan.
But Mel Gibson has put out... I mean, I guess he paid money to put out two movies. He put out that movie, The Beaver, that was directed by...
Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster. I enjoyed that movie. Did you see it, Stanley?
No, I never. I didn't bother
watching it. It's pretty good. And then he put out Get the Gringo.
That was my shit, son.
Yeah, which is basically... it's basically... they don't say it, but it's the sequel to Payback. I don't care what anybody says.
I didn't get that from that.
That was Payback, too.
You think so?
Yes.
You guys know a lot about Mel Gibson's current career. I haven't seen any of the movies. I just heard about him just, you know, bad-mouthing Jews and trying to kill his fucking girlfriend.
I mean, he made Braveheart.
He's one of the fucking most underrated directors of all time, son. He makes hella movies, bro.
I feel like he made Braveheart, right?
Apocalypto was good, too.
I didn't like Apocalypto. I fell asleep during that movie.
I liked it.
But I think that kind of gives him a pass on yelling at Jewish people.
Yeah, you know.
Like, I mean, if Michael Jackson got a pass on the kid touching because he made Thriller.
Word.
Well, see, the thing with Michael Jackson was he got, like, a pass because he beat it in court.
He paid it off.
Well, there was no court to beat it in because it wasn't he didn't do anything illegal.
Are you going for a joke there with the beat it? Because you said it like five times already.
No.
I thought you were going for the song thing. All right, good. That was like a Hoppenstein joke. I don't know. I heard it mad times.
What are you trying to say? My beers that I love so much aren't good enough for you?
I don't think so. Yeah, but shout out to Mel Gibson. God bless you, man. Glad to see you up on the come up. Good for him.
Soon he'll be getting his good work as New Jack.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, this bullshit.
Our main man.
Chris sent me a link. He texted it to me about how New Jack, the wrestler, the guy you hear at the beginning of the show, talking about how we beat up women and do drugs. We don't beat up women.
Mm. He said smack bitches. He could mean that in a lot of different ways.
Maybe
oh, I guess
ass.
Like men. Men is bitches.
Yeah,
sorry. Oh, yeah. Now I feel good about myself.
Yeah.
So this link, the story said that New Jack got hired as to play Denzel Washington's best friend in some new movie.
My God.
That's exactly what my reaction was.
Yes. He's on a comeback trail.
Well, he was on one episode of The Daily Show also.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man. All right.
Yeah, the fucking website's called kayfabenews.com, and it's not.
Oh.
What was the quote? What was the quote they had as New Jack saying?
Oh, fuck, nigga. I'm fucking shit myself, nigga. Which is probably what he would say.
Yeah, I didn't. I still thought it was real at that point. I'm like, damn, I bet New Jack would say that.
Shit.
He's a madman. Three justifiable homicides.
Oh, yeah, son.
I thought it was six.
Is it six? I don't know.
He beat the rap every time. Oh, man.
Although you can't really find, supposedly it's hard to research if you can find his justifiable homicides. He does claim it very often, though.
Can't fake that shit.
Nobody has found the paperwork.
He's an OG like that, son. He even got rid of the paperwork.
Yeah, see, so by justifiable homicide, it doesn't mean it was justified by a court of law. He just justified it in his own head.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I just didn't like that motherfucker, so I killed him, and they never found his ass.
He threw a dude off a fucking scaffold and shit. Remember that? He almost killed that motherfucker in real life.
That was a spot.
Nah, dude. Yo, the dude's crippled for life, the guy he threw off that shit.
Brian Pillman?
No. Oh, Brian Pillman's dead, son. Come on. Stone Cold shot him or some shit, I think.
Come on.
What?
Come on.
Now, what you call it? So is it like a buddy cop movie? Or what's going on?
It's fake, Johnny. How are you still not catching on to this?
It's not real.
Kayfabe news.
There's a picture of them right next to that. And New Jack's wearing
this. This is a terrible Photoshop job.
I can't see it from that far. It looks like he's smiling. Denzel's like, my man.
You need a new glasses prescription. I'm closing this lab.
Yo, did you really believe it when you first saw it? Or?
No, I knew it was fake.
Yeah, sure you did.
Yeah, I knew it was fake. It's on kayfabe news. That means fake. Yes, means fake wrestling news.
Way to break that.
Why would someone make a goddamn website about fake wrestling news?
I mean, The Onion exists. It's just for wrestling fans.
Don't you somebody dare found compare a niche. The Onion to that shit.
But somebody found a niche and they went for it. Probably doesn't cost that much to run that website. Didn't look as good as The Onion.
That is a very good point.
Well, considering I've heard of The Onion before, then you know shit.
I'm sure there's millions of wrestling fans around the world that have heard of kayfabe news.
Yeah, it's got to be big.
I don't think wrestling's as big as it used to be.
No, they got that WWE
Latin
show
American,
with the
Latin
and
American
shit.
Market, come on.
Yeah. They don't have computers. Wait, I didn't mean that. Sorry.
I'm disappointed. I thought he was going to break out the cheese grater and Denzel says some hot shit and shoot
that would,
somebody.
That would be great.
Would have been awesome. Oh, well.
Instead, I feel like a dick. Now everyone knows how stupid I am. Oh, God.
It's going to happen to you from time to time. You're gonna get caught out there. I wasn't even trying to catch you. I just thought it was funny.
You know what
this,
else?
This is almost... this. That moment was almost as sad as Corey Feldman's birthday party. Was it his birthday party?
Yeah, on Vice.
Did y'all get to go?
Vice and Gawker.
No, somehow my invite got lost.
Damn.
Seems he invited every...
It looked like everyone was
...website
there.
That would go...
Jesus.
I think he invited every stripper who wanted to bang him in the 80s that he didn't bang, he also invited. That's what it looks like from these pictures.
Their heyday was in the 80s. Good God.
This chick's got a lot of liver spots. This chick looks kind of young.
So Corey's kind of... Would you say he's a little bit off the rails in this?
Maybe.
Yeah, according to him... The thing is, Vice kind of got him good because he said he wanted to okay all text, and then they just... took the shittiest possible pictures and threw it up there with it.
Love it.
But
good work, Vice.
I'd say he might be off the rails, but apparently he was married throughout that entire time when he was famous and didn't cheat on his wife. So now he's just trying to go back and
trying to catch up.
Bang a lot of hoes.
Those bitches right there don't look bad. They're a little far away, but
this girl is crying and bored.
Who is his wife? Corey Haim?
Saturday night.
Yeah, that was his wife. I don't know who his wife was. Maybe it's this chick with the fucking nipple pasties going on here.
By the Lost Boys.
And three different Lost Boys posters
God.
Next to a Street Fighter
Jesus
II Championship edition.
Christ, Corey.
Corey Feldman has the dopest house ever.
In 1995. Look at this.
No, even now.
Look at this sharper image fucking. This is the cheap sharper image massage chair. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Damn. Come on, Corey, step your shit up, son.
Wait a minute. A fucking Street Fighter II arcade machine in your house isn't enough for
it
you,
Johnny?
It don't
even look like it's plugged in, son. It's just
Yeah,
there.
The screen is blank.
It's no, it's plugged in. It's plugged in.
Whoa, who the fuck is that?
Sluts.
Is that
sluts.
Corey Feldman?
That's Corey Feldman right there.
Asian
he's wearing,
dude,
he's wearing a bathrobe and
What the fuck?
He's looking like the dude from Boogie Nights.
He's wearing a mask like Eyes Wide Shut. He's wearing an Eyes Wide Shut style mask throughout this party.
Oh, that blonde bitch is, she's seen better days. Not bad.
Like
I
said,
it
looks like all the chicks that wanted to bang Corey Feldman 30 years ago.
You know what he looks like? He looks like he could be fucking Skrillex's dad in these pictures.
It's a good call, Johnny.
Pretty fucking worn
he's
down.
The really black hair, whether that's a wig or just...
he could probably pull it off. Fucking dye his hair black, get some glasses on. I'm like, yo, I'm Skrillex, let me in. Son.
Here's the thing.
Get in.
This is the picture that he posted on Twitter to defend himself.
Oh,
right here.
Enlarge.
As you could tell, he just took a blurry picture of all those haggard broads we just looked at so that they don't look haggard. He's He's just grasping to, you know, the last.
Yeah, I don't know what he's grasping at since before this. No one's really. I mean, maybe he's trying to get into like a sci-fi Sharknado movie.
He'll definitely get one. I'm sure he wasn't going for it. He's charging $250 a head for men to come to these parties. He's getting like 100 dudes to show up and look at these ugly strippers.
That's.
If they pay that much to hang out with Corey Feldman, trust me, they'll take whatever they can get.
Is there at least open bar?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's all you can drink.
Probably free games of fucking Street Fighter edition too.
All right. Oh, now we're talking. Now I'm getting something for my $250.
Fucking entrees is like pizza rolls and shit.
Fine. Anytizers? You give me some fucking anytizers? These shits are delish.
Damn.
Yes, son. That's what I'm talking about. We go out to fucking Corey Feldman's house, bring him with us to Burning Man, and just fucking start a theme camp called The Lost Boys.
How about y'all motherfuckers take a witch?
No, no, he's wearing this stupid mask. He could be Phantom of the Hopera.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This is our new beer brewery. Why? Corey Feldman's Phantom of the Hopera.
Oh, God.
It's just a syringe filled with fucking liquefied hops that we bottle. It's the best day of our lives.
Shoot these hops directly into your tongue.
Yeah. Suck off my hops.
I drink this shot of whiskey and shut up.
Oh, man.
This goes out to you, Optimus Prime. That's right, we're gunning for your sorry ass.
Come fresh. Oh,
yeah, we're gonna take that all spark. I mean, all hop. Whatever.
All hop.
Oh.
God damn, man. I can't wait till we start our own brewery. It's gonna be awesome.
I don't want to start a brewery at all. They smell terrible.
What? And
they don't make much money at all.
That's mad work. I don't want to do that.
Son,
shit.
We just fucking get a giant ass vat filled with fucking beer. How hard is this to be?
I got a good feeling. I know who's gonna end up delivering.
You know,
what this is with all these small
local food things.
We'll throw like a bushel of strawberries in, like you did with your beer. but we'll call this beer. I swear to God, this will get you drunk.
This definitely isn't a scam. Hold on, wait. Let's start a Kickstarter for our brewery right now.
Fine, let's go.
We're gonna do it in the Astoria Mansion, right?
That's, yeah. I'm going to buy the Steinway Mansion, convert it into a brewery called, I swear to God, this will get you drunk. Brewery.
And we could do the golden ticket bit where we'll put like golden tickets in the bit.
And we'll just put Xanax in there.
There you go.
The yellow generic Xanax. That's the golden ticket.
Exactly. Go.
Wow, this single beer is making me black out. I guess I'm a winner.
Oh, yeah.
Best day ever.
See, I told you. And then when you black out, on the inside of the label, when it smashes from you fainting, the inside of the label says, "See, I told you this would get you drunk."
See, we weren't lying.
Well, that's hoptastic. Yeah. There you go.
Well, here's the thing with all these small breweries, and you see these small food things.
Yeah.
What I think it is that trust fund babies, rather than buying townhouses now, are just buying businesses and pretending to be poor.
That works.
That's kind of gotta be.
Really?
That fucking works. Yeah.
How could all these breweries be making money to stay
fucking
open?
Fucking bankrolls.
Warehouse space
ass.
In Bushwick? You know how much? Yeah. You know how expensive that is?
No.
Very.
I was gonna guess you were gonna say very, but I wasn't sure. I thought maybe it would be cheap.
You could turn that shit into a venue, get some kegs in there.
Why don't we do that?
Maybe they're professional.
They're very expensive.
Yeah, but we're making a lot of money when everyone comes there to get drunk off of. Well, what the hell are we calling? Oh, I swear to God, this will get you drunk beer.
That's true. Brewery slash loft party spot.
Yeah, loft party spot, venue.
We'll sell the whatever chicken wings coated in cronuts.
Oh, yeah, son. That actually
ramen
might
burgers.
Cost more than what it would to make the beer and chip, but
just
whatever.
Boiling hot sriracha.
We should just call it Get Your Fad Here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fadsters.
Fadsters.
That works.
We're going to make. What's hot right now? Let's knock it off immediately.
Hell
it's all for
Fadsters.
Cheap.
Get your Fadsters franchise at newtradcity.com. Once we start this first Fadsters, we got to just start it in Bushwick or Greenpoint, right?
Yeah.
Fadsters?
Yeah, yeah. We'll start there. We'll you know, rock cronuts, ramen burgers, hoppy beer, fucking, you know, anything you need, e-cigarettes, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is going to be great. E-cigarettes?
Yeah,
I love e-cigarettes.
Everybody loves e-cigarettes.
We could probably get Corey Feldman to fucking pass on by and take pics with people and shit.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. We just pay him like four nearly dead
80s
strippers.
Yeah, he just needs a fucking bottle.
We'll just go to the Hustler Club for lunch. Just round up some of those bitches.
Oh, man.
Hey,
Hawks. Depressing place.
Come in.
A depressing fucking place.
Oh, so the show's over, isn't it?
Yeah, we're done, dude. We're out of here.
Oh, my God.
Brain Stew coming up next.
Yeah,
good. They're gonna turn your brain to stew, but in a good way.
Everybody likes stew, though. Come on,
love stew.
I mean,
love a delicious stew. And this one's Irish. And this one, yeah. And this one is of brains. Yeah. Mm. And you know it's about me, but I'm a cannibal. So this is perfect. All right, you've been listening to High Society Radio. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. You're listening to us either on NewTrashCity.com or More Like Radio, the More Like Radio podcast network, morelikeradio.com. Brain Stew's coming up next. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Bye.